From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has been meeting all day with prospective nominees for his new administration at a golf resort in New Jersey. He held a meeting with one of his former fiercest rivals, 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney, who had actively opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign. Afterwards, Romney told reporters that he and Trump had discussed a variety of issues.
We had a far-reaching conversation with regards to the various theaters in the world where there are interests of the United States of real significance. We discussed those areas and exchanged our views on those topics. A very thorough and in-depth discussion.
Trump made no comment on the meeting other than to say that it went great. In a speech last March, Romney had blasted Trump as a con man and a fraud. The president-elect had responded by calling Romney a loser and a stiff. Their relationship began to thaw after Romney called Trump to congratulate him on his surprising presidential victory. The president-elect also met with former Marine General James Mattis, a possible candidate for defense secretary. Afterwards, Trump said Mattis was a brilliant man and we will see what happens, but he is the real deal. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice has warned the Syrian regime and its Russian backers that they will be held accountable for what she called the heinous bombings of hospitals in rebel-held portions of Aleppo. Rice said the United States condemned the attacks in the strongest possible terms. At least 27 people were killed by airstrikes and artillery fire in Aleppo on Saturday. This is VOA News.